Welcome to another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. As a former PRCA cowboy, Wes excelled in the rodeo arena and is now pursuing his calling to share God's word that has literally transformed his life. As someone who has a heart to passionately pursue God in his daily life, his desire is to help others do so as well. The focus of his ministry is to bring people closer to God by living in and through the truths of God's Word. May you be blessed by the message from the Word of God that Wes has to share with you today.
Howdy friends, Wes Ward here, Wild West Ministries. I got a word from the Lord that I'd like to share with you today. The Lord's been dealing with me on this subject we're going to talk about today. What is prophecy? Before we go any further, though, I just always like to put the Lord first and I'd like to go to Him in prayer before I start anything, and it seems to go a lot better. So just pray with me. Father God, we come to you today in that mighty name of Jesus, the name that has authority over all. For you are the creator of anything and everything. There ain't another one like you. We praise you, Father. Today, Lord, we ask that you will give us eyes to see and ears to hear your mighty word and a heart to receive it as well. As we dig in today, let your word be spoken through me with love but also authority, Father. And I pray that each and every person that hears this will receive it in the manner that you have in store for them, Father, that it may only bring glory to you. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior's name. Amen. I'm going to be reading to you today out of the New King James Version. The context scriptures we're going to be looking at is right here in 1 Corinthians 14. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 through 5. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Verse 3 goes on to say, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Verse 4, but he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Verse 5, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. I teach the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where you're filled with it, where you're immersed with it, and the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking in another tongue. And I witness to a lot of people about it a lot of different times, and every time that I shouldn't say every time, but a lot of times that I'm witnessing to people about the tongues, they want to show me these scriptures here and say, well, Paul says right here in 1 Corinthians 14 that prophecy is greater than tongues. That's right, Paul did say it. But do we know what prophecy is? So that's what I'm going to talk to you today about, is prophecy. You know, I was speaking in a church here a while back, and I was reading these same scriptures here. And whenever I read there where it said, Paul said that prophecy is greater than he who speaks in a tongue, there was a lady in the congregation back there in the back. She just shouted, yeah! And I discerned that that spirit wasn't from God. And that's what's compelled me to prepare this message with the Lord's help, is what is prophecy? I want you to remember this. There is 9 fruits of the Spirit Galatians 5:22 and 23, and there's 9 spiritual gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 11. 9 fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 and 23. They will be love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The 9 fruits of the Spirit. Once again, Galatians 5:22 and 23. And I, you know, this just works best for me. If somebody's claiming that they're Christian and they're walking with the Lord and this and that and everything, that's what I look for, is a fruit. Do I see the fruits of the Spirit in them? Because if there is no fruit, friends, there is no Holy Spirit. The 9 fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, the 9 manifestation gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 11. A word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, the gift of faith, gifts of healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues. Also, another word for it would be diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. 9 spiritual gifts of the Spirit. There's 9 fruits of the Spirit, 9 spiritual gifts of the Spirit. Once again, you find those in 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 11. Now, let's break down these 9 spiritual gifts of the Spirit. There's 3 gifts of utterance that say something. That would be prophecy, different kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues. Then there's 3 gifts of power that do something. Gift of faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings. Then there's 3 gifts of revelation that reveal something. A word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits. Now, most of the time you see somebody that's called to the 5-fold ministry, they're going to be operating in a couple, 2 or 3 different of these gifts, maybe a little bit more, a few more. But no one except for Jesus flowed in the manifestation of all these gifts of the Spirit. Jesus had them all, every one of them. He flowed in every one of them. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. All the manifestation gifts of the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to take a look at prophecy. What is prophecy? The simple gift of prophecy, 1 Corinthians 14:3 says edification, exhortation, and comfort. The Hebrew meaning of the phrase to prophesy, or to prophecy, is to flow forth. It also carries with it to bubble forth like a fountain, to let drop, to lift up, to tumble forth, and to spring forth. Now, the Greek word that is translated prophecy means to speak for another. So prophecy can mean to speak for God or to be His spokesman. The simple gift of prophecy should not be confused with the prophetic office or with the prophetic utterance that may come forth in a prophet's ministry. That's where we get into trouble a lot of times, is the misuse of this gift. Because just because you may have a word from the Lord, that don't mean you're a prophet. But anyway, once again, what is simple prophecy? Edification, exhortation, and comfort. Just because a person operates in this simple gift of prophecy, once again, doesn't make him or her a prophet. Also, a prophet would have more gifts of the Spirit in operation than just the gift of prophecy. He would have revelation gifts operating as well. Things that are revealed to him, like a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. And a prophet would need to be called, once again, to the 5-fold ministry. Now, I'm real cautious about who I have pray over me anymore, because if a person claiming to be a prophet and he's not filled with the Holy Spirit, then I'd have to call him a false prophet. And once again, the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking in another tongue, and that's a total different message. But anyway, back to what is prophecy. We can all operate in simple prophecy, but we can't all be prophets. Edification, exhortation, and comfort. For instance, let me give you this little illustration here. Some people have got lots of money, and they consider them rich. But most of us have some money, but that don't make us rich. You see what I'm saying? You may get a word from the Lord, but that don't necessarily make you a prophet. So I want to show you from the book of Acts the difference between simple prophecy and a prophet's ministry, to where a prophet actually had a word from the Lord, a word of wisdom. We're going to be reading in Acts 19, verses 8 through 11. Acts 21. I was about to get ahead of myself here. Acts 21, verses 8 through 11. On the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed and came to Sarasena and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters that prophesied. As we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his hands and feet, and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." You see, Philip had church service at his house. His four virgin daughters, they prophesied edification, exhortation, and comfort. But here Agabus, he had a word from the Holy Spirit. He didn't tell Paul not to go to Jerusalem. He didn't tell him to stay away from Jerusalem. He just told him what was going to happen if he went to Jerusalem. Are you seeing the difference? Once again, prophecy is edification, exhortation, and comfort. The misuse of this gift, many people think they have the gift of prophecy, and they think of it as prediction or correction. The whole book of Psalms was given by the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy can be used in one's prayer life. The book of Psalms were Israel's prayer and song book. Let me give you an example of some horror stories. A lot of people's lives have been destroyed by misuse of this gift of prophecy. I've heard stories about somebody say, "Well, I got a word from the Lord for you," and they say "Well, you're going to lose your job, and your wife is going to leave, or your wife or your husband is going to leave you within a year." Now, you see, that wasn't edification. That wasn't exhorting that person. And that wasn't comforting that person. If we'll stick with what the scriptures say, simple prophecy is edification, exhortation, and comfort. I want to share a couple little stories with you right quick before we go any further. You know, I spoke at a church a year and a half ago, and after we had the service there, I had a friend of mine that had come there to sing, and we left his guitar and stuff at the church. We went and ate, and whenever we come back to the church, there was four of us, me and a friend that sang, and the pastor of the church, and a friend of his. And the pastor of the church asked me if I'd ever baptized anybody before. And I said, no. So he said, well, my friend here wants you to baptize him. So I baptized him in the water, and as soon as I brought him out of the water and got him out of the tank, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, lay your hand on him and walk him through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I never questioned it. I just did it. And then the Spirit gave him an inspired utterance. And but you see, the gift of faith manifested in me that day. I didn't even think about it. I just did it. See, my pastor, he was telling us, I love his story he tells. He was at a bull riding one time, and this bull had thrown this guy off and flipped up and was about 4 feet in the air and come straight down on him and killed the guy. And the gift of faith manifested in him. He just went running right toward to him and laid his hand on him and just started praying. Then the working of miracles manifested through him. And the guy come back alive. Praise God. Raised him from the dead. I mean, pastor said that he was laid his hand on him and was praying, and it was just like a bolt of lightning or something. You know, like he just got shocked and started breathing again. But see, where a lot of people miss this is it's as the Spirit wills. As the Holy Spirit wills. We can't just do it whenever we want to do it. It's as the Holy Spirit working through us wills. So prophecy is inspired utterance by the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody may say that, well, I have a word from the Lord for so-and-so. In all reality, they are to go to a spiritual leader and say, I got a word for Wes Ward from the Lord, I believe. And they are to give that word to that spiritual leader before they actually give it to me, because that spiritual leader will be able to discern whether it is from God or not. And see, people's lives can be changed by this misuse of this spiritual gift by the Holy Spirit. But always remember, it's edification, exhortation, or comfort. Let's look at Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. To the Lord. Many times while praying, a person can speak in tongues and then speak out things by the Spirit of God. Speaking with tongues is the beginning of the things of the Spirit, because speaking with tongues is the door into the supernatural. And we know that the gift of tongues is given to every Spirit-filled believer as the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in Mark 16:17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. But God wants every Spirit-filled believer to do more than speak with tongues. He wants us to be able to interpret what we pray in tongues as the Spirit leads. Where therefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. 1 Corinthians 14:13. And God also wants us to prophesy in order to bring comfort and encouragement to the body of Christ, because the Bible plainly says, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. He that prophesieth edifieth the church. 1 Corinthians 14:1-4. Prophesying in your own personal life begins with speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. I love what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 5:18-19. And do not be drunk with wine. Now, we could throw beer in there. We could throw mixed drinks in there. We could throw all kinds of alcohol in there. It says, but do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another, or verse 19 goes on to say, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. A psalm is a spiritual poem. It can be recited or chanted or sung. The psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs can be used in times of test or trials. We read the psalms and they bless us and encourage us because they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. We can see now why the Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth and to the Christians everywhere to covenant prophecy. For in this way, talk to God supernaturally, tongues, and to themselves and others in a known language. 1 Corinthians 12:31, but earnestly desire the best gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:31, desire the best gifts. As you do, then you will be able to speak supernaturally to the body of Christ. God's words of edification, exhortation, and comfort as the Spirit wills. You will also be able to speak supernaturally through the gift of prophecy in your private prayer life, edifying yourself and worshiping God in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Let's go to my favorite psalm of all, the 23rd Psalm. I want to show you something here, friends. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of the righteousness. For my name's sake. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Oh, praise be to the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can all operate in simple prophecy, edification, exhortation, and comfort. We can either do it to others or we can do it to ourselves. And I may encourage each and every one of you that you seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with it, to be immersed. And the evidence of being filled is speaking in another tongue. Friends, let's all walk closer to Jesus. May the Holy Spirit fall upon each and every one of you, and that we will follow our Lord through His Word and through His Spirit. I hope you got something out of God's Word today. God bless you. Thank you.
This has been another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. Our prayer for you is that you've been helped through the Word of God that we were able to share with you today. The heart of Wild West Ministries is to bring people closer to God through His living Word. If you would like to contact Wes to find out more about his ministry, to receive more of his teachings, or if you're interested in having him as a guest speaker, you can contact him by phone at 903-249-1250. That's 903-249-1250. Or at 580-927-3007. That's 580-927-3007. Or you can email Wes at 3wward@gmail.com. That's 3wward@gmail.com. God bless you.